Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? In John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5, the Bible states that Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. Like in Charles. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is a most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, but has no idea what kind of individual the child's going to be once it is outside the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix. The something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are this something that is inside the matrix. The program will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah, attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands or millions even, expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15, and what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." The last broadcast we addressed Pope John Paul II's popularity and his attempts to cater to all denominations, including Muslims and Buddhists. He went so far as to include Muslims into his plan of salvation. John Paul II oversaw the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which makes a special provision for Muslims. Therein it is written, "The plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims. These confess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us they adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge on the last day. How can that be when our God is a triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Muslims worship Allah, whoever he is. They believe that Jesus was simply a prophet. Why were the Muslims included in the Catholic plan of salvation?"
Okay.
"The ancient Arabic order of the nobles of the mystic shrine, also commonly known as the Shriners, and abbreviated AAONMS, established in 1870, is an appendant body to Freemasonry based in the United States. In 2010, the advent of the Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, as well as Shriners North America, changed its name to Shriners International, now covering nearly 200 temples across North America, South America, Europe, and Southeast Asia. The organization is best known for the Shriners Hospitals for Children, the ministers, and the red fezzes that members wear. The organization is headquartered in Tampa, Florida. Shriners International describes itself as a fraternity based on fun, fellowship, and the Masonic principles of brotherly love, relief, and truth. There are approximately 340,000 members from 194 temples, in other words, chapters, in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, the Republic of Panama, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, Europe, and Australia. On July 6, 2011, Shriners International commissioned Emirate Shriners of Heidelberg, Germany, as its 194th temple and took the first steps toward forming a new temple in Mindanao, the Philippines. Their obligation, name of candidate, "I do hereby upon this Bible and on the mysterious legend of the Quran and its dedication to the Mohammedan faith, promise and swear and vow on the faith and honor of an upright man," name of the candidate, "and now upon this sacred book, by the sincerity of a Muslim oath, I hereby register this irrevocable vow, subscribing myself bound thereto, as well as binding myself to the obligation of the prerequisite of this membership, that of a Knight Templar, or that of a 32nd degree A&A Scottish Rite Mason. May Allah, the God of Arab, Muslim, and Mohammedan, the God of our fathers, support me to the entire fulfillment of the same. Amen, amen, amen." History of the Shriners Red Fez hat dates back to the early 8th century. Muslim hordes overran a Moroccan city of Fez, shouting, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet." In the city of Fez, approximately 50,000 Christians were slain because of their faith in Christ. All the same of Allah, the same God named Allah, to whom every shriner must bow with hands behind their back in worship, proclaiming him the God of his fathers in the shrine initiation at the altar of obligation. The streets literally ran bread with blood of the martyred Christians. The shriners dipped their white hats, feathers, in the blood, and they wear that same red fez today. The greatest tragedy is that the fez is often worn by men who profess to be Christians. A number of American presidents and famous celebrities displayed themselves wearing the fez in public. It must cause God to weep. For shriners, the prerequisite of this membership is the same as that of a Knight Templar. The Knights Templar, founded in 1118 for the purpose of protecting travelers on their way to Israel to see Jesus Christ's empty tomb. Trust began to develop between people and the Templars to a point where people trusted them with their money. The banking system we use today came into being way back when. They developed interest charges on the monies that were deposited, and they got very rich. The Crusaders was another name for the Templars. They traveled on horses, crisscrossing to find lonely travelers. Billy Graham adapted the word for his crusades. The Templars lived in compounds of 50 males each, which became their Achilles' heel. In 1314, Pope Clement V and French King Philip condemned the Brotherhood. The two accused them of occult practices, heresy, sodomy, and greed. How did we get secret Freemasonry? Men who pillaged the cathedrals in Europe had secrets that they wished to keep. They often stayed with the Crusaders overnight and had an effect on their faith. These men were bricklayers, in other words, Masons. Thus the Freemason cult was born as we know it. When you study the Old Testament, you'll find that ancient masonry was already in existence since the scriptures condemn it. To be continued next week, in signing off, we are offering a DVD set of two DVDs, The Vatican's Role in the New World Order, for postage of $4. Send your name and address requesting this DVD set to Colorado Cephas Radio at earthlink.net. Cephas Radio at earthlink.net. We include an invoice for postage. For free comprehensive monthly news, sign up at go-cephas.com. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom.